After you die, you will meet God. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. There is coming a day when each one of us will be faced with death, unless the Lord returns beforehand. Death, a sobering reality that most people would rather not think about, even for a few minutes. Death, it is so final. Death, it is so inevitable. The last I heard, 10 out of 10 people die. There are approximately 170,463 people die each day in the world. That is 7,103 per hour, 118 per minute, and nearly 2 per second. The number of deaths globally was around 62.39 million in 2024. The evidence is all around us. It doesn't matter how much money we have or how health conscious we may be. People of all ages and social backgrounds die. Yet, many people choose to subconsciously deny the fact that they are going to face death. They would rather go through their entire lives pursuing this world's goods and pleasures so as to diminish the thought of facing death, because they are afraid of death. Why death? Why is this earth plagued with death? And what really is death? The Bible tells us that death is wages. So that means it is earned. It says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Therefore, death exists as a result of sin. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." Spiritual and physical death plague mankind because we have sinned against God. There is good reason that mankind fears death. Imagine you are going through airport security with a suitcase full of illegal items, such as ammunition, guns, knives, or explosives. You would have fear in your heart as you walk through the security checkpoints. And for sure, your heart would be fearful when the airport security officer takes your bag aside for extra searching. There is a reasonable explanation why you would fear going through the security checkpoints. But if you have the assurance that what you have in your bag is perfectly legal and is clear of any questionable items, you can be at peace to go through any security checkpoint. And even if the security officer takes your bag aside for further searching, this will not strike fear in your heart. In the same way, mankind fears death because we tremble to think of standing before an almighty God who is holy and perfectly just, and will judge the sins of the world. As the scripture says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5:10. So whether we admit it or not, we are going to face death. And then one day, stand before God. God is going to judge us according to what we have done in this life. My friend, this thought does not need to strike fear in your heart, because our God is a loving God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He desires to deliver you from the bondage of the fear of death. If you believe in Jesus, that means you will believe his word. And his message to the whole world is, repent for the remission of sins. We must be done with our sins and truly desire to follow Jesus if we want peace with God, because sin separates us from God. His word promises us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's in 1 John 1:9. By following the plan that God has made for us, we can be justified by faith and we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the thought of meeting God can be a glorious thought. We can prepare our hearts in this life for the life to come. My friend, if you truly repent of your sins and seek God's will for every area of your life, this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life.